Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Noel Garbus. He is a technical services veterinarian for Zoetis. Noel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about enteric disease. I think all producers understand the importance of maintaining a healthy gut. They also understand the importance of getting pigs off to a fast start. But understanding it and doing those things are really two different objectives, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, year after year, we have talks, at ASB or whatever, different meetings about the same thing, getting pigs off to a good start. But yet, the question is, does that information get down to the caretaker, really, where it all has to start? So, I think that's maybe some of the disconnect, or we just haven't done enough work in the barns and teaching.
And where do you think they're missing the boat?
Well, that's one of the things is, Zoetis came out with the individual pig care and tried to help, caretakers identify early the pigs when they're starting to have a problem, get them treated early. And so hopefully we can keep more of those pigs in the pen. They're not falling back. We don't have to move them to the sick pen. So that whole concept is there. It's just continuing to build on that and getting all the caretakers, familiar with that concept on catching pigs early.
Now, we want to talk primarily about the first 2 weeks of life here. What are the major enteric diseases that you're seeing in today's swine herds?
Yeah, I think we would see E. coli, Salmonella, and rotavirus would probably be on submissions. Would be the main thing that pop up. Other than when they have some PED issues or something else, but those would be the three main ones that we'll see pop up on submissions. And whether it starts from rotavirus coming in from the sow farm where these pigs have been just kind of stunted a little bit, they'll come in and then we start to see some scours early on and send the pigs off, and associated with some E. coli and Salmonella we'll find in the gut too. So maybe they get set, some of these pigs get set up for a bad start at the sow farm, but others it's coming in and getting them off to a good start is primarily just having the environment right, making sure they have a good source of clean water, and making sure they know where the feed's at and get them access.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I know that antibiotics and vaccines all play a role in swine health, but there are so many things a producer can do to ensure good gut health. What are some of the ones that you'd like to see them pay more attention to?
Yeah, we've probably raised that weaning age a little bit, helps, a pig coming in, he's a little bit bigger, maybe handles the stress a little bit. I mean, they're under a lot of stress, right? They just were weaned. A lot of them get trucked a distance. And now we give them new social setting where they have, different pen mates. And then we ask them to eat this new food that's, not what they're used to. So some of it starts at maybe the sow farm. Maybe we're giving them a little crate feed, getting them introduced to what they're going to have. But it's also setting up, I think, to have that environment when they come into the new weaned finished barn or the nursery, having that set up correctly, having it warm enough for them so they're comfortable, they're not stressed with that, making sure the water is flowing. Maybe that's just opening up a little bit so it's dripping so they know where it's at. Sometimes it's just that. In the past, I see a lot of people use a lot of gruel feeders and try to, maybe it's not day one, but certainly day two, trying to get them off. And they like to eat together. That's what they've been used to. And so now we need to, put a pan in there or maybe put something on the mat, some feed on the mat, so they all can, start eating together and nose around.
Let's talk a little bit more about weaning age and its relationship with these diseases. And I know in particular E. coli, they've said that you really need to push it out maybe 19 days or more. Could you speak to that a bit?
Yeah, I think we do have more problems in the nursery when we start getting under that 16 days of age or 16 days of age or under. And so it is nice when you can push your weaning age out there, your average weaning age out, farther, so you don't have to get these young, pigs that are also they're probably going to get pushed back because there's usually a variation in that wean age, and we maybe gate cut when we bring them in the nursery. So it's just a little bit tougher on them. Their gut's not the same as one that's been weaned. Sometimes there's 5 days variation or more. So,
and you say most of this will really start with the sow?
Well, I would say this. You know, sometimes we have rotavirus problems in at the sow farm. We might have other problems at the sow farm, enteric or respiratory, that pigs get behind. You know, maybe they get stunted. Things haven't went right. They come into the nursery, and if we don't get them sorted down, maybe get those into an early sick pen or a small pen and give them the correct diet, I think that's where things start to really stumble. I mean, if we're going to just put them in a nursery with everybody else, in a pen with other pigs that's, you know, a lot bigger than them, they're going to start to get pushed around and pushed back, and I think that's where we start to see increase in mortality and slow growth.
Are there certain types of operations where you're more likely to find these enteric problems?
Well, I think, you know, so it probably goes back to saying a little bit is you know, maybe when we come in the barn, it's how that's set up too. It has to do with sanitation, right, and knocking it down. So prior to pigs coming in, you know, it's cleaning and disinfecting and having some downtime or some time to dry. And so we really get pushed production, and so we happen to, a lot of times we just don't have all that time, and so we might bring pigs into a wet barn and the temp's not set right yet, and so we stress them once again as soon as they come in. So I think that's part of this, is just trying to get the environment correct, and so the biggest thing maybe is just being weaned from mom and that trucking incident, and now we put them in a place, or at least where they can come settle down, they're comfortable.
Now, the pork industry has a good track record for using antibiotics responsibly, but now we have the new veterinary feed directive rules that they're not new to the pork industry, but now there are a whole lot of other medications that producers used to be able to just use at will, and they can't do that anymore. Right. Do you think that's going to have any kind of, this whole VFD process and the extra paperwork and so forth, is it going to have any impact on the spectrum of gut diseases that we're seeing?
I'm not sure it'll have any impact on, you know, on the spectrum. I think, you know, I really think just caretakers will get better at what they do, mm-hmm. And that'll continue to improve. You know, we still have water medications, you know, that they can use if they come in and have some problems. And let's say they've already taken, maybe the VFD has an effect, mm-hmm. and we've taken out some of that antibiotic that we normally have in the feed, we've taken it out, but we can still, if we can identify those pigs early, we can still get on water meds or get the individual treats, and I don't think that'll have a big effect then.
We've talked about rotavirus, salmonella, E. coli. Let's talk a little bit about PED. I mean, it's kind of hard to ignore. When PED comes along, does that set the table for any other secondary enteric problems?
Yeah, I think that's what you see, and it's sort of like that same thing with rotavirus too. Kind of sets the pig up for some E. coli and salmonella issues down the line. So yeah, so a lot of times we will use some type of antibiotic or something just to hold down that secondary bacteria from blowing up in the gut and causing more issues.
So we've talked about a lot of things here with enteric disease. What would be your advice to producers as far as getting these enteric diseases under control or just doing a better job of managing them?
Yeah, it probably all comes back to base. They've heard it many times, right? You know, so it's getting the environment set up correct. And so whether that's, you know, cleaning before the pigs arrive, like we talked about, you know, making sure it's, you know, clean and disinfected and dried, and so our sanitation's good, the barn's set up for the new pigs coming in, and then water, if we've had issues in the past, maybe we got to get that checked. Maybe that's something too, you know. Maybe at some time just adding some citric acid or something to change that taste, something they'll like. And then having the feed available. You know, maybe it's not only in the feeder, but we would do gruel feeding and mat feeding. Mm-hmm. And that gets pretty intense those first that first week or so. You know, it's multiple times a day. So we have to provide the time. You know, we have to put in the time those first couple weeks to make it successful in the long run.
And what can veterinarians do to help producers more with enteric disease?
Yeah, I think it's just, some of it's diagnostics and some of it's training. know what we have, and then from there work on it. Is it something we're doing wrong with management? Is it something nutritionally? Is it something with our water? Helping that producer work through those problems. And they have all the skills. The veterinarian has all the skills to do that.
Well, it's a problem and a topic I know that won't go away anytime soon. So I appreciate you taking time with us to talk about enteric disease. We'll have to do it again.
All right.
We have been talking to Dr. Noel Garbus. He is a technical services veterinarian at Zoetis. Noel, thank you again.
Thank you.